This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, everybody, Trey Wingo here, and the Michael K. Show with Don LaGreca and Peter Rosenberg starts right now. Question, will this be a day without a Don rant?
We shall see, and a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us on a frigid Friday.
It's ridiculous.
February 3rd, 2023, and how apropos, bone-chilling temperatures, and this is the winter of Kyrie Irving's discontent. But I really shouldn't say that, because he's always miserable, and he's always discontented, and now, any chance whatsoever that the Nets had of winning a championship, he just completely took their legs out. Now, if you haven't been listening to...
Update us, Michael.
Barton Hahn, it was revealed about an hour ago that Kyrie Irving has requested a trade, and he wants to be traded by next Thursday, which is the trade deadline in the NBA. So let me just give you some background on why he is doing what he's doing. Remember a couple of weeks ago, it came out that he was asking the Nets for an extension. And I snottily said, I'm good. If I'm the Nets, I'm good, which is essentially what they did. Now, they did offer him a contract, but with contingencies that the contract wasn't fully guaranteed. And I think you need that with Kyrie because he's a little bit flighty. Sometimes he doesn't feel like playing. Sometimes he wants to make a stand. You just don't know what you're going to get. So why would you fully guarantee a deal that would give him over $50 million a year? So the Nets put together something with contingencies and guardrails, so to speak. He was highly insulted, wanted no part of it, and now he wants out. And the reason he wants to be traded now, because he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, he wants to be traded now, because if he's traded by next Thursday, then the team that acquires him gets his bird rights, and they could give him the max contract that he's seeking. Now, of all the teams out there, there are teams that want Kyrie Irving. Any team that would give him a fully guaranteed max contract is out of their mind, and they really deserve everything that they get. So there's a lot of layers to this, but the one thing that comes to mind when I hear Kyrie is this song. I think you'll appreciate this, Peter. This song is what comes to mind.
Wow. Okay.
He's so toxic. I wouldn't want him anywhere near my team. But,
no.
But, and Don and Peter, you can join in. If I'm the Nets, I'm not moving him, just like I didn't move Kevin Durant. Because what's he going to do? So, you know, I've heard people say, well, if you don't move him, he's not going to play hard. The rest, really? Then that's going to really go a long way toward getting my contract. He's going to have to play. You've locked him in. If he wants to pout, he wants to pout. Because how did it work out by giving in to James Harden's demands? How did it work out? You got Ben Simmons. He can't stay on the court. And he can't score. So how did it work out? It worked out terribly. I would not give Kyrie anything that he wants. He has been an irritant and a toxic presence since the day he got here. Any team that gets in bed with him, they deserve everything that they get.
I'm with you, because I don't know, first of all, where you're going to be able to move him and what you're going to get for him. And you would think he'd be motivated to play if he's got nowhere else to go, because he's going to be playing for a supper, because he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. So maybe you can benefit from him trying to get his money at the end of the contract. Although at this point, guys, I don't know what you're going to get from Kyrie. I thought he'd win the MVP this year because he'd be totally motivated.
You picked
and
him.
Now this is the second time he's made news. First, it was the whole social media thing. And now it's wanting a trade. So even in a year, Peter, where it looked like that he would be on a straight and narrow trying to get his contract, he's still a big problem.
He's the worst. The worst.
I truly, truly hate the Kyrie story, because it always ends up with us just seeming like three gas bags sitting here beating up the young athlete. He's done a brilliant job martyring himself for certain people, where people are apt to defend him. He's put himself – it's kind of brilliant. And I don't mean it's worked in a financial sense for him, but in terms of the way other athletes and other celebrities think of him, if you just watch the way he's greeted by every big celebrity who's at a Nets game, people love him and think he's, you know – first of all, they love the way he plays, but that's anybody with eyeballs loves the way he plays. But the way he's sort of positioned a lot of this nonsense, he's made himself the victim a lot. And the truth is – Michael just said it, and like I don't mean this in a deep moral sense, but in terms of like a guy you want to root for or not, he's the worst. He really is the worst. Like at every moment when you think, here's your chance to do something cool, pull a team together, go on a run, show them when they need you, when the chips are down and KD's not there, that you can be something for this team, he demands a trade. And I understand the business logistics behind it. I really do. I understand financially why it makes sense for him to do it right now. But, guys, Michael, you're right. He's the worst.
Now, he's always going to have supporters, guys, because this is, I guess, the problem with the NBA is that you can be an NBA follower, not have a team, just love players. So you can love Kyrie, and you'll just root for wherever he goes. But in a team philosophy for a net fan – or a fan that ever acquires him who wants to see their team win a championship, how can you support him? How can you defend him? Because he's always got one foot out the door, some controversy to bring the rest of the team down. Now, all those the celebrities that love him and the fans that defend him, those are just fans of him, and they'll go root for wherever he is, Boston, Cleveland, Brooklyn. If he ends up going to the Lakers, like they'll just follow him around because that's what the NBA is about. It's a star-driven league. And you can be a diehard fan of the NBA following players and not have a team. But there are a lot of people that follow the sport because they love a team. I mean, how do you bring him into the team concept? And that's what general managers are looking at. They don't care how many superstar performers or artists love him or how many fans love him. They're trying to build a team to win a championship. Can you do that with Kyrie Irving?
I don't see some of the names that people have thrown around, like the Heat, for example. I just can't see a team that's so consistently good and always kind of making the right personnel decisions and being in the mix. It's hard for me, Michael, to think that they'd be desperate enough to jump into these waters.
Yeah, but, you know, Pat Riley realizes the power of star, and this is a star. This is a star. And Pat Riley is also a guy who thinks that he could get the best out of anybody. And that's a really well-run organization with a great culture, but if I'm the Nets, when you are selling a distressed asset, you're not getting anything good back. So what did they get back for Harden? They got back a guy who mentally couldn't be on the court, had a bad back, and when he's completely healthy, he's half a player because he can't score and he can't shoot free throws. So they got back another distressed asset. The one thing with Kyrie, and you know, you could say whatever you want about me and my comments about him. I've made it very well known how much I love watching him play basketball. He's an unbelievable, transcendent basketball player. So the Nets have to decide, do we want to take someone's flotsam for our jetsam, or do we want to roll the dice and keep him here and not trade him and see where it goes? Because any trade they make, taking their transcendent point guard away, they're not getting a transcendent point guard back, so they'll have no chance to win a championship. None. So your best chance to win a championship is that you don't trade him and that he is moved to play and play hard because he's going to have to get a contract next year. I would never do anything to help this guy out if I'm the Nets. And by the way, just a side note, everybody, how dumb, I'm sorry, there's no other word to use, how dumb and ill-informed was Kevin Durant to put his career in the hands of this dude. Think about it. He could have gone anywhere, and he chose to team up with this guy? So he has no idea. He could defend Kyrie Irving all he wants, but in a quiet moment, he and his very, 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 very smart business partner, Rich Kleiman, they have to know, boy, was that a screw-up. How could we even think about teaming up with this dude? He's flighty. He didn't want to play with LeBron James. LeBron James is arguably one of the top two players in NBA history, and this guy wanted out. He got his way. He went to Boston. Didn't like being the main guy. Wanted out. He he ends up somehow convincing Kevin Durant, let's join forces and do it together in Brooklyn. And now he's bailing. And he's bailed before. He couldn't play during all the unrest in the United States. And then the vaccine argument. He didn't want to play then because he wouldn't get the vaccine, which was certainly his choice. But he cost his team. He's not a team guy. Because what he's done now by requesting this trade, he has ripped the heart out of the Brooklyn Net organization where they can't win a title this year.
So who's going to go and get him and give him the contract that he wants?
I don't know if that team exists.
Now, there might be a team that is willing to roll the dice just because they think that that could put him over the hump for this year and then take the chance that he'll take what contract he's offered. But I can't imagine there's any general manager out there that thinks that they can be the one to tame him and get him to be in line and give him a contract that's not going to have a bunch of stipulations in it in case he does decide to not be the team player. Who's out there? I don't know if there's a – yeah, there's plenty of teams that want his talent, but how much are you going to give – you have – Michael, you can't – can you really go in thinking that I'm going to have him beyond this year?
No.
Is there, you know, because there's not going to be any team that's going to give him whatever he wants.
Well,
the only
advantage you have, Don, if you get him, is that you do own his bird rights, so you can give him the max deal that he's seeking. Now, if he plays out and doesn't play well, then they're not going to give him the max deal. Somebody could just play it like he wants to be traded to a place that might get, because the Nets have told him, we're not giving it to you.
But who's going to give it to him? Who's the general manager?
I don't think anybody. Anybody would do it. There's no way anybody would do it.
So, and so the Nets aren't going to have any leverage, because where are they going to send him to where there's going to be a team that go, I want to be on board with this, not knowing if they're going to be able to give him a contract. And heck, even though he's a great player, Michael, how do you know that once you get him next week, and even if it is just for the rental, that he'll be there every game for you and not cause you trouble before the playoffs or even in the playoffs?
When you give a guaranteed contract to somebody, I mean, of that kind of length and money, you got to be all in on this guy is the guy. This guy is a guy that will be there through thick and thin. It's going to be team first. He's going to do whatever he has to do to win. Kyrie Irving shows, and listen, I'm not saying he's wrong. Kyrie Irving is showing he's all about him. And the buddy that he dragged to Brooklyn, he's going to leave him in the lurch. He doesn't care. He absolutely doesn't care. And he's probably thinking, you know what? Kevin Durant wanted to be traded, so he didn't care about leaving me. But you're the one who dragged him to Brooklyn, Kyrie. So you have no allegiance to the guy that you made change his career arc. None. Zero. The whole Net situation is an absolute unadulterated dumpster fire because of this guy.
So that's why you just hope, you hold on to him and hope that maybe you can squeeze a championship out of him just so you can save face for this whole debacle.
All right, so let's think. What teams out there would be interested in acquiring him? Not giving him a max deal, because I think you'd have to have your head examined. I think he's angling to get to L.A. He wants to play with LeBron, the guy that he couldn't play with when he was 24 years old. Now that he's 30, I can't wait to play with 39-year-old LeBron. So now the vindictive guy in me, I wouldn't trade him where he wants to go, but would listen, give them a call, and don't take back Russell Westbrook. No. That's not who you want. You want to trade us Anthony Davis? We'll take Anthony Davis. We'll give you Kyrie. They won't do that. There's nothing, and their first-round draft picks are so far in the future because they traded all their draft collateral and they're holding on to what they have now for dear life. They need that extra player. So that's one place that would want him. I think the Miami Heat would want him. You know, Alan Hanna said maybe the Raptors would want him. Now I'm going to throw this one out there, and it's going to make your head explode. You know who should want him, or should at least kick the tires? The New York Knicks. What have I been saying for the last 2 months? You drop the ball on Donovan Mitchell because great transcendent players don't shake loose. They don't become available. Now, say what you want about Kyrie Irving. He is a pain in the rear end. He's a great transcendent player who, in my opinion, is one of the top 75 players in the history of the NBA. I think a lot of people's opinions as well. Now, there's a lot of downside to this. He's Kyrie Irving. You're never going to make him happy. He didn't want to go to the Garden in the first place. Dolan didn't want him then, and that's all you need to do was give him money. Now you got to trade draft assets. But we have said, you watch yesterday's game, they beat the Heat. They barely held on. They played a game at the end that it looked like a Benny Hill skit, but somehow they held on. They need a great player, and Kyrie's a great player. I think just kick the tires and see what it would cost. Some people might say, you're out of your mind, Michael. That's okay. I'm just saying the Knicks need transcendent players, and this is it. That's who it is. It's a transcendent player with a stink to him, but transcendent nonetheless. Right.
But, Michael, it's a stink of that it's going to cost you games and him playing.
Why do you think
it's going to be better here than everywhere else that he's been? So, yes, he's a transcendent player. How long will it be before the next controversy, or he doesn't want to play, or he's going to be upset about something, or it's always when you think, all right, he's done, give him the benefit of the doubt. How many times we've opened shows with something Kyrie did, something Kyrie said, something Kyrie tweeted, and unlike a lot of other controversial players, it costs him games. His availability is in question because of this. So you go out and you finally get that transcendent player. Do you think it's going to work out with the Knicks when it didn't work out in Boston? It didn't work out in Brooklyn? A guy left LeBron James? Why would it all of a sudden work for you?
That's the thing. I think you do kick the tires on it, and you could convince yourself that he would want to prove something so much that it could work out here. But to Don's point, the worry is, even if you try it, and even if attitude-wise he's okay, are you going to get the games from him? Like, he plays half his games. When was the last time he came close to playing a full season?
Well, he's played a lot this year.
I guess this would be the year.
He played a lot because he wanted the contract. Well, now they said, you're not getting the contract. Very wisely said that. And now he doesn't want to play anymore. Now, Woj is reporting that he has not provided a list of preferred teams to the Nets, but he has maintained an interest in the Lakers. And LA is expected to be among the teams that will explore a possible trade with the Nets. You're not going to get equal value for this guy, so I think the only thing that the Nets could do is not trade him. And let's see what he does. Does he sit out? Does he pout?
He might.
And you know what's gonna happen, guys. So Kyrie Irving, his future is not with the Nets. The end of the year, Kevin Durant is going to ask us, you have destroyed, he has single-handedly destroyed an organization. Because if you look at what they were before he and Durant got here, they were an ascending organization with a great culture, the right players. I don't blame Sean Marks for getting them. I mean, when you get two great players like this, you have an opportunity, you grab it. Okay. But they changed the team. They changed the team completely. And if Irving is traded or he becomes a free agent and leaves, and then Kevin Durant is traded, you're a shell of yourself. You're years away from contending. Thank you, Kyrie, for destroying an organization that only had really an arrow that pointed up on what was going to happen with them. Because every move that Sean Marks made before these two got to Brooklyn was a positive. And then he got greedy and made the trade for James Harden, which was an absolute mistake. Cost you Jared Allen. Cost you a lot of players. Spencer Dinwiddie, the whole deal. You took away all the players that created the culture that made the Net special, and now the Net culture is toxic because of one toxic guy who dragged along Kevin Durant for the ride.
So why would any team want to dance with that?
Because he can play. I always use that stupid phrase, talent is the great deodorant. Right. Now, I don't know if any deodorant could really clear up this smell, but boy can he play.
I know he can play, but it hasn't worked out. Everybody gets intoxicated by it, and then it becomes not only a dumpster fire for him, but your team. It's like scorched earth. You know what it's going to be left of the Nets because of this debacle? And then you want to climb on board for that, hoping this is finally where it's going to work. And if it doesn't work, is anyone going to be surprised? Like, oh, I didn't expect that. Yeah, maybe there is a chance that he will be on the straight and narrow, everything will be fine for the rest of the season because he's going to be looking for a contract, and the Knicks can benefit from that.
Now, Mark Stein is reporting the Lakers and the Mavericks are among the teams Brooklyn is expected to engage in Irving talks. So the trade deadline is next Thursday at 3 p.m., right before we go on the air. So hopefully it happens right at 3 p.m.
Wow. Isn't it like the most surprising, least surprising news?
Exactly.
Like, it was surprising. Like, it wasn't what I thought I was going to get when I went to ESPN.com. But then also, it's like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, we've seen this before.
And listen, it's fun to talk about, guys, but if Dolan didn't want KD and Irving, is he going to want Irving by himself and no guarantee of being able to sign him? And if you do sign him, it's going to be for, you know, max money?
No.
I don't think he has any appetite for Kyrie for all the reasons we outlined. So I don't know why he would all of a sudden do an about-face.
Now,
but he could have had KD and Kyrie, and now just Kyrie under these circumstances?
The only thing that you could... Like, if you want to elicit some hope that maybe they would be interested. The word is that Dolan didn't want him. And we praised him for not wanting him because I guess he saw in him, and he didn't want to give Durant $40 million to sit in rehab for a year either. That was part of the deal. But it could have been Steve Mills, who's no longer there. Maybe Leon Rose wants the guy. Don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. And we don't know if it was Dolan who put the kibosh on it. Maybe his basketball people said, you don't want to deal with this dude. And whoever gave him that information, or if he came up with it himself, boy, was he right. You don't want to deal with this dude. As great as he is, it is a deal with the devil because he is going to bring you down. Look what he did to Cleveland, brought him down. That eventually led to LeBron going. And look what he did to Boston. Boston, it brought him down. And now look what he's done with the Nets, and he'll do that to the next team as well. He's mercurial. He has a one-track mind about him and his causes, which is great. We should all feel as strongly about causes as he does. But he sometimes forgets that when you're part of a team, it can't be all about you. It can't be all about you. If you really want it to be all about you, Kyrie, then retire from the game and do your thing, babe.
You know, he just, you know what he kind of reminds me of, Peter? It's just like that diva lead singer. You know, that always just wants to go solo. Like you have so much success with him, but then he's got to doesn't want to stay for any more albums because he's got to be him and break away from the band and go just solo. But that's not the way the NBA works. It's under a team concept. And I understand the fans love him, and he's great to watch and see play. But every general manager and every owner is going to want him to conform to the team concept. And the people that defend Kyrie are probably people that aren't a fan of a team. They just love him. But can you as a fan want him on your team and really expect it all to go right? That this is the one team it's all going to work out for?
Well,
I can't take that chance. And it's not signing him, guys. It's having giving up assets to do it.
Big assets. That's why I don't think the Nets could get equal value for what the guy's worth on the court. And the problem is he going to be on the court? And I think the Nets, in a series of terrible moves that have destroyed the franchise, they made the right move not giving in to this guy. You can't give him the long-term big money deal that's guaranteed because he could just say, you know what, not feeling it. You know, I'm not in the right mental space to play. That's not cool. That's not cool. And he had every right to feel the way he did about the unrest in the United States, but a lot of other players felt the same way. And they realized we have an obligation. We have a signed contract. We have an obligation to the other 14 guys on the team and the coaches. We have to play. And we have to deal with the fact that the world is not a great place and it could be helped. He always talks about, you know, the vaccine thing. He did it for the common man, the small guy. He didn't. He didn't want to take the vaccine. There was no big picture about it.
But again, let's not even bother beating him up. Even if all the causes you agree with, at the end of the day, you're a basketball player. You get paid to play basketball and to support your teammates. And so even if he's, you know, Mother Teresa, I need a guy that's going to be out there for me 75 plus games a year to help me win a championship. So it's not about being woke. It's not about the things the cause. Great. Even if he's the greatest human being in the world and every single one of his causes you completely 100% agree with, at the end of the day, you're a basketball player and you're expected to be there for your team to play and live up to your contract. So I don't want to beat him up. I just don't know if I can get on board with a guy that's not all in. Not for that kind of money, not for those kind of assets to trade for him.
Let's look at one quick thing before we go to break. So last year with the Nets, and that was the vaccine situation, played 40 games. 21-22, he played 29 games. 2021, he played 54 games. 19-20, he played 20 games. 18-19 with Boston, he played 67. 17-18 with Boston, he played 60. So that's missing 22 games. Then the last game, last year with the Cavaliers, he played 72. They played a lot with the Cavaliers. First 2 years, 51-59. Then he played 71-75, dropped down to 53, and then 72 in his last year. And then Boston, a rare mistake by Danny Ainge.
Oof.
But you know what?
Was it ever.
He recovered. He recovered. All right, we have Stephen A. Smith coming on at 4 o'clock. Should be interesting to get his take. He's been very vocal in his criticism of Kyrie. Mike Tannenbaum at 4:30. We'll pop on more guests as we move along. Superbox Bonanza continues as well. So you know the deal. You know the deal. And we're going to take your phone calls, get you involved in this as soon as we get back. Right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And this was it. You know, I grew up a Nets fan. Only as long as it worked for you, Kyrie. Everything as long as it worked for you. You had a great thing going in Cleveland. You didn't like playing second fiddle to, oh, I don't know, the first or second best player in the history of the game. Didn't feel like doing that. Then you went to Boston. I swear, I'm going to be here. I'm going to sign long term. Said that to a group of season ticket holders. Lied. Then Brooklyn was the place he always wanted to be. This was the place. He wants to make it work here, win a championship here. Nah, not going to offer me long term. I'm out. It's like the beautiful girl who's a bad date. Just bad to get involved in. Don't get involved. Might be beautiful. Don't get involved. Let's go to the phones. Jimmy in Connecticut. Jimmy.
Hey, guys. I have a Kyrie point, but first quickly, Don, your list yesterday. How did you not have Pedro Martinez on there, man? He went to your team after one championship with the Red Sox.
All right, did he win
with
the Mets?
Think about him.
But he didn't win with
the Mets. He didn't win with the Mets, so it would be ridiculous to put him on the list.
Oh, I misunderstood the concept. Okay, forget that. Never mind. Okay, Kyrie. So, listen, the Nets don't want to give Kyrie what he wants. It's the same reason you don't reward a kid's bad behavior. But if you're net management, what you have to, your priority has to be, and I'm a Knicks fan, so I'm looking at this from a neutral place. Your priority of your net management has to be building your next championship team. And it's clear that Kyrie's not going to be a part of that. So I think the Nets, I don't know what they're waiting for at this point. I think they should be in a hurry to trade this guy and just move on.
Yeah, but you still have, Jimmy, you have a championship window this year. If he plays to his utmost ability and Kevin Durant gets better, which I think he will, he's supposed to get better within a week, and you know, the knee is okay, and he was having an MVP-type season, that's your best chance of winning a championship. So if you trade Kyrie Irving, what are you getting back? What did they get back for James Harden? I mean, they got nice role players. I mean, Seth Curry's a nice player, but doesn't equal James Harden, and Ben Simmons does not equal James Harden. And I was befuddled why they gave James Harden what he wanted. I wouldn't give Kyrie what he wants. Because these guys have to play. If they want that ultimate contract, they've got to play. I guess when it comes down to Harden, I guess they capitulated because they gave up so much to get him. They knew they would lose him as a free agent. And this way, you got something back for him. But you got Kyrie just for money.
I got to wonder what's going on in KD's mind right now.
Oh, he's probably irate.
But do something about it, man. Now, maybe he is, and Kyrie just doesn't listen. But you've got no problem telling management who should coach you. You've got no problem going on Twitter and ripping into eggs that criticize you. Why can't you get into Kyrie's face and say, man, you're killing me here. I wanted to play with you. We got a great thing here in Brooklyn, and you're killing me. Shut up and play. Like, why can't he do that? Now, again, maybe he is doing that and Kyrie's just completely ignoring him, which would be pretty telling. But this is a guy that never has any problem to get in, you know, a stranger's face or demand certain coaches be hired or fired. He can't get in his buddy's face and say, you're killing my chances at a ring here?
It's a fair point, Don. It's not terrible.
But again, you also said at the beginning, Don, you know, maybe he's done that. Kyrie's about Kyrie. He might have done that during the vaccine stuff, too, but publicly he always supported him. I'm sure he'll support him now because he doesn't have a leg to stand on because he requested a trade. He was going to leave Kyrie, right?
Well, I always look at, like, from a coaching perspective, you keep it in-house until that doesn't work, then you take it out. Like, if I were KD and I've got people like me wondering, like, where's his leadership? Why isn't he doing anything about it? Obviously, whatever he said to him behind closed doors doesn't work. So maybe he should take it public.
We are in the middle of the Nets report brought to you by Jack Pocket. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Robbie in Connecticut. Robbie.
Hi, guys. Peter, Don, if you guys remember, I called you guys in the summer the second Kyrie opted in. I was the happiest guy in the world, and I told you, you know, biggest fear is losing on him like we lost on Jason Kidd years ago and Darren Williams and all them. I'm all over the place right now, man, because honestly, what really derailed this team is the second they trade for Harden. They had a great thing going with those role players. Not for nothing, I'll take Spencer Dinwiddie over Ben Simmons strictly because in the fourth quarter, I know Dinwiddie can get buckets. I seen as a Nets fan consistently. He did it against us as a Maverick at the Barclays Center. Caris LeVert has dropped 50. He could be consistent score. I just don't think he's right for the Cavs. We saw what he did with the Pacers. And Jared Allen and Claxton are close. So now the only question I have for you guys at this point, do they trade Kyrie or do they go for Ben Simmons or not Ben Simmons, excuse me, Kevin Durant's demands and fire Sean Marks? Sean Marks drafted Jared Allen. If you think about Caris LeVert, was a trade that the Nets were two spots away from. They got him. The trades, James Harden, Ben Simmons isn't working out. I don't know. To me, I do what makes Kevin Durant the most happy because clearly if there's no Kevin Durant on the Nets, then I guess we're a bottom feeder team again. But Kyrie's value at one point was all the way at the top, and now it's like at Jalen Brunsell tier two level.
I don't think that Joe Tsai wants to capitulate to these guys. These guys have systematically destroyed this franchise. So now you just said all the things that Sean Marks has done. Well, he built an unbelievable culture, and the first thing they did that was wrong was they listened to these two guys,
right?
And they got rid of Atkinson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why? Because they didn't want to. And then they hire a guy who was clueless as a coach. Great player, clueless as a coach because they didn't want to be coached. Now they have a guy who's very player friendly. You know, they don't even have a lot of workouts.
You got to give me something.
Oh,
listen, I'm not all for capitulating to players. You got to give me something in return, man. Like, what have these players done for the Nets that they can tell you who should be their general manager? Who should be their coach? Who should they go out and get? Can you get out of the second round?
It's so funny.
I mean, come on.
I mean, yeah, we can't say with Sean Marks if he's the one who made the James Harden deal, just like Billy King. Billy King gets crushed for the Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce deal. You don't think that Prokhorov made him do it? And that's the guy with the stain on him. Billy King has the stain on him that he made this terrible trade. He was pushed by Prokhorov, who said, I want to win within 5 years. All of these owners that don't know how it works and they have this time clock in their head to get things done right away. Well, Prokhorov pushed Billy King to make that trade. We don't know if Tsai was pushing for Harden. Harden was the bad move in this. I don't ever for one moment, nor will I ever question them for bringing in these two guys. If you can get two transcendent players, you got to take the chance. You got to. Harden, though, was getting greedy because great teams need a third player. You know what? They had a lot of good supplementary players that they could have made it work without Harden. Harden ended up being a terrible mistake. Now, in fairness to Harden, the reason he wanted out was because of Kyrie. He knew that Kyrie was all about Kyrie, was not a team guy, was not reliable about being on the court. He said, I'm out of here. This is not what I signed up for. So Kyrie destroyed that too. Everything Kyrie touches in basketball dies. Now, I give him total credit for the championship in Cleveland. He's the one who hit the big shot, not LeBron, when they were down 3-1. He ended up winning that series for them.
But since then,
that's a long time ago. Now he has completely obliterated the landscape.
So everything you're saying is true, Michael. So I'll turn the table back. How can a team get him? I don't care how talented you are.
How many times, Don, do teams sell their souls for awful people? I'm not saying that Kyrie's not an awful person. It seems like he's actually a person who cares. But, I mean, they go out and get guys that domestic violence.
I understand.
People that have killed people in car accidents, stuff like that. They just close their eyes because they're intoxicated by the smell of the talent. I think that'll be the case here if anybody goes for him.
But it's not about the quality of person. It's the availability.
You're right.
I mean, that's what we're talking about, Michael. All those players that you talk about that, you know, drunk driving, battering their spouses and all, if they could play and they play every day, they'll fight through that. But unfortunately, the controversies around Kyrie bring the team down, makes his availability limited. All the reasons why you don't win. Like if Kyrie was winning and doing this, like if Brooklyn won the championship last year and you're doing this, then I could see it. They haven't won. They haven't come close.
Well, Woj's
Boston didn't come close.
Woj is reporting the Dallas Mavericks have had previous interest on Kyrie and are expected to explore ideas with the Nets ahead of Thursday's trade deadline. Like most teams, the Mavericks have had a reluctance to make significant offers of assets for Irving. Now, Shams Charania, he says the Lakers, the Suns, and the Mavericks have emerged as potential suitors for Kyrie Irving. Sources tell the Athletic and Stadium, okay, give me Devin Booker. I'll take Devin Booker.
Yeah.
But that's my point, guys. I'm sure everybody understands. Why are you going to take 2 cents on the dollar? I'd rather stay with the dollar that I have and see that if he has the intestinal fortitude to pack it in and
that's
not
the
play,
key.
Let's see.
That's the key. If he, because it would make sense to move him if he's truly going to just lay out the rest of the year. Because then you don't want to get nothing. Then at the end of the year, you get nothing from him for the rest of the year. Then you get nothing for him. But I don't see how he could do that.
Right. That
would really...
Well, you never know with this guy, man.
But that is true. If there was anyone out there who was going to be willing to risk it all and just sit down the next half of the season, it would be Kyrie.
Yeah, but you would think that there'd be motivation there. So that's what I would bank on if I were the Nets. Rather than make a deal at 2 cents on the dollar, not win this year because I lost the player... I'll roll the dice. I have him now and just hope they'll be motivated to kind of stick it to us and get the big contract at the end of the year because I benefit from that. I'll benefit from that type of a play. I think that's the better way to go about it if I'm the Nets. Let him play. Don't say that publicly. Like, don't tick him off, Peter. Like, just say, like, we're trying to make a deal, and then at the end of the day, when the deadline comes and say, we tried everything we could, Kyrie, we just couldn't do it. We just couldn't make it happen, couldn't make it work. So let's get together here. You're here for the rest of the season. Let's go and play, and good luck to you getting your contract at the end of the season. You might tick him off and make him want to sit if you just have a press conference and say he's not going anywhere.
That's the game. That's the Nets report brought to you by Jack Pocket. Powerball is now $700 million. Mega Millions is $20 million. So play official state lottery games on your phone with Jack Pocket. Download the Jack Pocket app. Get your first ticket free using code ESPN. Now, you must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for full terms of service. So that's the Nets report. We'll continue to take your phone calls on the Nets and Stephen A. Smith will be with us at 4 o'clock. Kayla Greco-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
It's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. No locals in action, but on ESPN, the mothership, the NHL Skills Competition, starts at 7 p.m. right after our show.
Unlike the NFL, isn't a complete joke.
That's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy a Tullamore Dew, the original triple blended, triple distilled, triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. Now, I'm sure the ratings will tell us otherwise, but that was awful yesterday. I mean, so Dodgeball looks like it could be interesting, but I don't think that TV is like the movie Dodgeball. You can't really cover it. It's impossible to cover and see exactly what they're doing or what their plan is. And catching a ball off the Eiffel Tower copy in Las Vegas.
I'm just telling you.
It's a little much.
It's trying too hard, bro.
I am so intrigued to see what the flag football does. And I'm sure it's going to get 7 to 8 million viewers.
Because people are just addicted to football. That's why the Pro Bowl, actually, considering what a debacle it was, still did a pretty decent number, not compared to other football events. But they feel like they got to do it. But this is really embarrassing. It really is.
It's like there are things about it that could be cool, right? You like seeing the players having fun. You like seeing the players interact with the Mannings. You know, like, I didn't hate. I watched, like, the golf thing they did. Like, it's all fine. It's just put together as a whole show. It's stupid.
Like, flush it.
Like, you know what it's good for, Don? If you follow NFL on Instagram and you get the highlights, which is how I saw most of it, it's not bad. But putting it together like a whole event, yeah.
Let's go to Coop in the car. Coop.
Hey, how y'all guys doing, man?
Great, you?
Coop.
Hey, what's going on, baby? I don't understand what's going on with Kyrie, man. I really don't. It's like, Michael, you put it right on the point, man. He cares about nobody but himself. What about the fans? What about the kids that love him, that wanted him to come to Brooklyn? We all wanted him to come to Brooklyn. We wanted him to bring us a championship with KD. What about KD? You don't care about him getting another championship? Come on. Him and KD had to discuss this. Something is more than what we may be looking at here. I don't know what's going on. Why would he even think like that? If he go anywhere else, he's not going to get a championship. Is it just for the money?
I think it's for the money, Coop, but I think you also could be right. There could be stuff going on that we don't know, because I've heard rumors that when they didn't trade KD, that he might have been told, listen, just give us this year, and then we'll get you to where you want to go at the end of next year. And maybe Kyrie's thinking, A, Durant's going to be traded at the end of the year, and B, it's imperative that he gets traded by Thursday, because that's the only way he could get the max contract from the team that he's being traded to. If he goes to a team as a free agent, he can't get the same amount of money that he could get if he's traded there next Thursday.
All right, then that's a fair point. And you can kind of understand Kyrie's frustration if he was promised something. But that was before the whole retweet. So you can also understand the Nets, like, maybe they were willing to go there. But then you do that, and then we've got that controversy. We got to put that fire out, and then you double down, and you got to apologize. Like, and they're like, "Listen, we were going to do it. Now forget it." So that's possibility too.
He makes it tough.
That's the problem. He makes it tough. And to the caller's point, it is all about him. Like, if you asked him, "What about the fans?" There are fans. Go to social media that completely 100% support him because they love him. He just does not work in the team concept. If he was a tennis player or a golfer, believe me, this would not be an issue. He just does not work well within the team concept. And that's all general managers and owners care about.
Doesn't play well with others. Let's go to our friend Spike in St. Pete. Spike.
Spike!
Hey, guys. Sorry, I'm a little under the weather. Michael, belated happy birthday.
Thank you.
Here's another option. What are you, 58 now?
Yeah, I wish.
Count your blessings, my friend. Listen, Kyrie Irving, I don't like to use the term, but he's a cancer, and that's the problem. The voice of the voiceless is not a voice anymore. He retains his bird rights. You know, I would not be surprised. Kenny Atkinson, ruined. Sean Marks, ruined. Steve Nash, he didn't belong there. They requested him because he was an easy meal ticket. And what about all the teammates? If you're a teammate, and Peter, I've discussed this with you previously. I told you, when he was in Boston, Kemba Walker was more efficient. So this guy is no good. Durant's got to be really chapped at him. And what's going to happen now? If he retains his bird rights, which they could sign and trade him, then he's eligible for a match. You might want to check with Bobby Marks or someone like that. But I think that's the way. If he goes back to LeBron when he was 25 years old, he won the series with the shot, Michael, but LeBron won the series with the blocks.
Yeah, but you know what? If that shot is not made, that magic shot, they're out. They're out in four games. So, in five games, I mean. So,
right.
I mean, that shot was huge. Gigantic shot.
No, Ray Allen had a big shot with the Heat, too, right? I mean, LeBron had help.
Of course.
There's always somebody, but you know, that again, that was a long time ago, and things have really changed since then.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.